another important thing to realize is that that you can injure your brain indirectly, because severe pain, if it persists, damages the brain. The parts of the brain can actually die from persons having severe pain. So whether your pain is coming from your spine, or your arms, or your legs, if that pain is severe and it's chronic, that's having impacts on your brain. So I don't just deal with cases involving the brain. I deal with cases involving severe pain, because whether it's a spinal injury or a leg injury or an arm injury, if it's producing severe pain and that continues, and it requires very heavy medications to try and control, that's affecting the brain. It's not only affecting the brain by damaging the tissues over time. It's affecting the brain because in order to cope with that pain, the types of medications that usually you have you have to take to try and control that pain will diminish your mental functioning. So even if your brain isn't actually damaged, you'll be functioning as if it's damaged, and so it amounts to the same thing. Of course, if you have a brain injury and you're in severe pain, that's a double whammy.
Wow.
And so I deal with all those problems.